Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson. Once again, I'd like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica. It's the podcast that explores the intoxicating powers of love, relationships, and sex, all from my perspective. I want to invite you to experience the journey with me as I try to awaken your innermost thoughts. My topic for tonight, networking with women, how to connect without being creepy. Also, my question tonight, why do women insist they're not getting any when men try to talk to them? So please do me a favor, sit back, relax, chill, and I'll be right back with my question tonight. All right, so my question of the night is, why do women insist they're not getting any when men try to talk to them? Now, when I say getting any, I'm talking about sex, getting, having any type of relationships, getting some good dick, whatever it is that women need in order to, you know, be intimate. It's always been this thing where, I know for me personally, since we're not together, I'm not with no one else because I'm waiting on you, or no one else is as good as you. I've been told that a couple of times. Or I'm just in a different place. I'm just not thinking about sex. I don't disbelieve that. I don't think that women are lying. But I know when women like sex a certain way, or like having sex. So because I'm not with you and I'm not being intimate, you're gonna tell me or another man that you are not being sexual. And my question is, why lie? Are you trying to maintain a certain status, or trying to make it seem like you're perfect? Because if you have desires and needs and want to be pleasured, let it be known. I mean, you ain't got to start a relationship. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting you some and getting some maintenance and keep it moving, you know? Now, I'm not saying all women lie. I'm not saying all women, you know, are being deceitful or trying to make it seem like they're holier than thou. I'm not saying that. But I do find it kind of interesting that some women will go to great lengths to make it seem like they are not being intimate. Because when men approach women, it can be daunting. You know, sometimes it's like overwhelming when you at a certain point or a certain place in your life and you might not be, you know, ready to be in any type of relationship. Being sexual, being platonic, whatever, you know? So to have, especially with the ratio when it comes to men and women, you know, there are going to be times men are just going to be drawn to you, you know? And I think sometimes that can be, you know, I'm not a woman, so I can't speak on that. But I can only guess that sometimes that may be overwhelming. Whereas for men, we take it as a what's the word I'm looking for? We think of it as it's not a big issue for us. I mean, I know for me, there were times when I was like, okay, no one new has approached me. Is there something wrong with me? Is my breath stink? Am I funky? What's up? You know? But it's just, there are certain times that, you know, people go through things and go through phases where, you know, being intimate or being with someone is not a big thing. Women may not say anything about any type of recent intimate relationship, but she may hint at, you know, an effort to protect herself from potential wrongdoers who might want to take advantage of her. It's her way of saying, I'm guarded and I won't let this go any further until I know I'm safe. Her response may seem curt or even evasive, but it's an attempt to establish a boundary and create emotional distance. Not only would she have kept herself safe, but she also reveals her true feelings without giving away too much of herself. For me, her words may resonate with me, bringing, you know, to mind the modern challenges of finding a meaningful connection. It often is easier to ask, "What do you want?" than to explore the depths of loneliness and longing for companionship. But when a woman reveals these innermost secrets, it can be both unsettling and inspiring. She's daringly honest about her own struggles and demonstrate a candid honesty rarely seen in everyday conversation. Her statement also speaks to the widespread issue of isolation in today's society. Many people have gone long stretches without receiving physical touch or intimacy. Her words shine a light on this reality and offer any opportunity to reflect on our own lives. For many women, the absence of being truly seen and appreciated is what leads to them to express that they haven't had no good loving in months. Women may also use this phase to let men know she's available or let them know their advances would be welcomed. Women can be more expressive and open than men when it comes to emotional needs. It is possible that the woman feels disconnected from her partner or unfulfilled in her current relationship. But rather than seeing this as an insult, try to view it as an invitation to build a rapport. It's been widely accepted that when men first talk to women, they often hear an emotional plea for companionship. Whether it's longing for closeness, conversation, or physical connection, this declaration of not having good loving in months clearly conveys the underlying desire for an intimate connection. While the details may vary from person to person, it's clear that those seeking these types of bonds have a deep need to be appreciated and valued on an individual level, something we can all use more of. Seeking out meaningful encounters with others should not be overlooked as a part of any healthy lifestyle. Let us nurture our relationships, both romantic and platonic, by dedicating intentional time and effort towards creating lasting connections with one another. Men and women alike crave meaningful connections, yet for some it may be hard to come by. This often leads to frustration, with many longing for a sense of intimacy. It is a universal sentiment that can evoke a shared understanding, evidenced by common expression of not having any good loving in months. Whether this is true or not, it's irrelevant. What lies behind it is the desire for being connected and affection. We must remember that everyone can benefit from a little bit of more love and take comfort in the fact that we are all in this together. It's one of those things where you have to, like I said, you have to understand where a person is at. It's not about you. It's not about them. It's just the timing is off. They are not interested. Or they actually haven't had any good sex or any type of sex in a long time. And we have to accept that as men and not, you know, pressure or make a woman feel bad for her decisions. And on that note, I'll be right back with my topic of the night. All right, so my topic for tonight is networking with women. How to connect without being creepy. I came across this topic. I was doing some reading, and then I thought about a time like back in, 2000s, when I moved to Atlanta and I went to a job fair, and I ran across some guys who I actually served in the military with. And, you know, we was just laughing and joking and you know, talking about some things, some old military stuff. And then a group of women just came out of nowhere. And it was like, oh my damn. And there was a couple of guys who made some slick remarks. And some of the women, you know, heard it and felt, and they felt offended. Because it came across as if we didn't take them serious because they were women. And I thought about that. I'm like, wow, that's kind of how this is coming across. Because, you know, even though I was, I had just got divorced, I wasn't really messing with no one at the time. I was just kind of like, okay, let me get this career thing on. And I did take notice. I saw a couple of women who I wouldn't have mind getting to know, but I was in a different setting. I was like, in my mind, I was in a professional setting. I wasn't trying to push up on anybody while networking. I didn't think about it like that. You know, I've always kind of like kept things separate when it comes to, you know, business and me having my downtime and not being in a business setting. So I didn't really I actually didn't really pursue any of the women, you know, but I felt where they were coming from. So when I was reading this article, I decided to do the podcast about this. To me, it's important to maintain professionalism while networking, regardless of gender. Men and women alike are tools to build powerful networks. However, when it comes to networking with women, there can be an added layer of complexity due to society's gender norm. Fortunately, through careful consideration and savvy communication, men can successfully network with women without making them feel like they're always being hit on. We got to take the time to get to know our female colleagues and create meaningful connections. Listen carefully and show genuine interest in their opinions, experiences, and goals. Ask thoughtful questions that help facilitate conversations instead of merely offering surface-level pleasantries. Respect their boundaries. No one wants to feel overstepped or overwhelmed by someone's eagerness. Men can learn a great deal from making connections with women. Likewise, women can benefit from men who are willing to engage in honest dialogue and share their insight. So embrace this opportunity to get to know, embrace this opportunity to network in a reciprocal way that values all those involved. Because with mutual respect and a shared goal of collaboration, there's no telling where professional relationships may take you. A couple of things I want to hit on, and the first one is professionalism. For men, networking with women can be difficult, but that doesn't mean that it needs to be fraught with tension. When it comes to connecting with colleagues of the opposite sex, an open mind and a little finesse goes a long way. Rather than trying to impress your female coworker with clever antidotes or over-the-top flattery, focus on building genuine relationships founded on trust, respect, and mutual understanding. Because you got to get to know each other as people first. Ask a woman about her career goals. See where she grew up or what she liked to do for fun. Show interest without crossing boundaries. Make sure she knows her boundaries are respected and that you are here for professional reasons and not romantic. My next one is boundaries. Networking with women in business must have grace and respect. Respect the boundaries between the professional and personal conversation by keeping topics such as romantic relationships off the table. Speak to them matter-of-factly as you would any other colleague, and ensure that your body language is respectful and friendly. Make a point to listen to what they have to say and provide constructive feedback when needed. Focus on building meaningful connections. Focus on building meaningful connections. Every person you meet comes with their own wealth of knowledge and life experiences. Cultivate relationships with people you might meet through networking. focus on them, focus on learning from them, and nurture mutual trust. When it comes time to collaborate, you're better equipped to create value together, a goal that both parties can benefit from. Be authentic and genuine. Women in business appreciate those who are genuine in their desires to network and collaborate professionally. Don't be afraid to share a bit of yourself during introductions. If it's a common interest, request to continue the conversation, you know, beyond the meeting in order to explore synergies. With every encounter, express appreciation for a person's insight and work ethic. It will go a long way towards developing true professional companionship. Intention. When it comes to networking with the fair sex in business, men must be mindful of their intentions and exercise caution in order to foster meaningful connections without any inappropriate advances. Your approach should be guided by a confident but respectful attitude, one that exudes strength of character without seeming domineering, and openness without appearing acceptance. It's important to remain attentive and aware, listening intently and responding thoughtfully so the conversation flows naturally. Don't be sleazy. This is a common one. This kind of like goes back to when I was at the job fair, and you know, many guys displayed this sleazy attitude towards the women that we came across. And it just sticks with me. It just stays with me when I think about that situation. For men looking to network with women in business, it's important to remember one thing: respect. Respect is a huge thing, and treating female colleagues with courtesy and professionalism is vital for creating positive work relationships. Don't make sleazy comments or jokes under the guise of networking. Instead, focus on establishing a mutual beneficial connection founded on mutual trust and understanding. Because when engaging with women in business settings, be mindful of the language you use and ensure that your conversation are free of any sexist innuendos. Focus on topics related to the business at hand, rather than making inquiries into their personal lives, because this helps create a atmosphere of mutual respect. Keep your exchange professional yet creative by drawing inspiration from different sources and perspectives. Ask open-ended questions and foster meaningful discussions and collaborations. Don't be afraid to take risks and express your thoughts boldly and confidently, while also being respectful of feedback. By doing so, you create a lasting relationship based on both shared interests and individual development. Now, as I wrap this up, developing a professional relationship with someone of the opposite sex is daunting. To avoid awkwardness, it's important to establish clear boundaries from the start. Men should create an environment based on mutual respect and understanding, and take care to ensure all interactions are appropriate and conscious of individual comfort levels. This will enable meaningful connections while avoiding any suggestions of romance, proving that networking between genders is both possible and beneficial. And on that note, I'm going to end the podcast. I want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast, who supports the podcast, who has helped me as far as trying to see where I'm going to take the podcast next. I had a couple of people talk to me about doing some different things, and I'm open. I just got to see how it's going to be beneficial to the podcast. I didn't get a chance to do one yesterday. I had some stuff going on, and had some computer stuff going on, so kind of like jumped on it early this morning, got it fixed. I was able to do the podcast today, and just wanted to give a Sunday edition. Still trying to do the Wednesday podcast again. But, right now it's just not lining up. But when it does, I'll probably go ahead and start back up. But I would just want to say thank you once again to everyone who listened to the podcast. And I hope that you continue to support, listen, like, and subscribe. And I wish you a good evening. Anybody got anything they want to talk about, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. And until then, I will talk to you next week. Peace.